KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly sunny skies. It's 77 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high around 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. In Western Iowa news, Governor Kim Reynolds Monday received word Iowans impacted by flooding and severe weather now have until July 16th to apply for federal recovery assistance. FEMA's granted Iowa's request for an extension of the registration deadline for the Federal Individual Assistance Program. This will give those impacted by flooding and severe weather between March 12th and June 15th additional time to register. Homeowners and renters in nine counties now have until July 16th to apply for individual assistance. The nine counties include Fremont, Harrison, Louisa, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, Scott, Shelby, and Woodbury. The previous deadline had been July the 1st. The deadline for residents and businesses to apply for Small Business Administration or SBA loans has also been extended until July 16th. To register for FEMA assistance, go to www.disasterassistance.gov or call the FEMA helpline at 800-621-3362. Information on how to apply for low-interest SBA loans for businesses and residents is available online at sba.gov/disaster or by calling 800-659-2955. The City Council in Walnut is set to meet at 5 o'clock this evening in their chambers at the Walnut City Hall. During their session, Ron Hamilton will discuss city employee insurance. Other discussion pertains to the Walnut Community Center with regard to Family Incorporated's lease agreement and fitness center memberships, the Welcome Center, and that pertains to legal consultation. Discussion about a startup business grant, Ragbri Street closures, and other regular business discussion will be featured. The Walnut City Council will act on the adoption of a resolution terminating paying agent and registrar and transfer agent agreements with Bankers Trust Company and approving a new paying agent and registrar agreement with BOKF. And Walnut Mayor Gene Larson is expected to discuss process with regard to running for city council or mayor. Well, the Atlantic Police Department reports several recent arrests. On Monday, 30-year-old Justin Cooley of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the fourth degree and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. On Sunday, 40-year-old Tobin Jensen of Atlantic was arrested for OWI and two counts of child endangerment. And 39-year-old Cantal Mark of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication and interference with official acts. Last Thursday, 18-year-old Jordan Frazier of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for conspiracy to commit an aggravated misdemeanor. On June 27th, 20-year-old Froylan Amaya of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault, obstruction of emergency communications, and child endangerment. On June 26th, 26-year-old Jason Mark of Atlantic was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. 29-year-old Noren Bishop of Atlantic was arrested that same day on Cass County warrants for forgery and prostitution. All subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Union County Sheriff's Office said Monday that a woman from Lorimore reported late Thursday morning that someone had entered her home and taken three TVs, two TV stands, three DVD players, 200 DVDs, clothes, jewelry, two kids' beds, an iPod tablet, frozen meat and other frozen items, plus an Xbox. The theft, which had occurred sometime earlier in the day, resulted in a loss of about $3,950. The Glenwood Police Department reports three Glenwood residents were arrested Friday. 46-year-old Lori Holmes was arrested for domestic abuse assault. She posted a $1,000 cash or surety bond and was released. 31-year-old Jared Pomerenke was arrested for public intoxication. He pled guilty and was released on a $300 bond. And 62-year-old Lloyd Wynn was arrested for interference with official acts. He also posted a $300 bond and was released from custody. A former city clerk has been charged with stealing from the city in northwest Iowa. Plymouth County court records say 50-year-old Angela Sorensen is charged with theft and ongoing criminal conduct. Sorensen's preliminary hearing is set for next Monday. Station KTIV reports that Sorensen had been a clerk in Westfield from May 25, 2013 until she quit in August of 2017. A special state audit of the city books shows auditors identified nearly $40,000 of utility payments to the city that were never deposited. Auditors also said Sorensen was overpaid by more than $13,000 during the 4.5 years and said she wrote herself about $4,300 worth of unauthorized checks. Also in Northwest Iowa news, a charging bull caused an all-terrain vehicle accident. Dennis Morris reports from Lamar's.
52-year-old Joseph Eichholt of rural Hinton was checking his cattle Friday evening when a bull had turned and started charging after Eichholt in the ATV. In an effort to escape the bull, Eichholt drove through a washout, causing his ATV to roll, throwing Eichholt from the machine. He was able to place a cell phone call to his family, who found him lying in the pasture. Eichholt was airlifted by a medical helicopter to Mercy One of Sioux City. Officials say that his condition is not known, but determined not to be life-threatening.
Well, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there have been numerous arrests over the past week. Most recently, Sunday evening, 45-year-old Donald Christopher Van Giesen of Council Bluffs was arrested in Crescent for violation of a no-contact or protective order, contempt of court. Friday night, 51-year-old Ricky Alan Gershon was arrested for OWI first offense following an investigation into a dispatched single vehicle unknown injury accident near Minden. Gershon was examined by medical personnel for minor injuries but refused treatment. He was then taken into custody. Last Friday evening, 36-year-old Michael Matthew Underwood was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop near Oakland. Early Friday morning, 28-year-old Sonny Bradley of Omaha was arrested on Interstate 80 near Council Bluffs following a reported rolling disturbance. Underwood was taken into custody for false imprisonment with regard to a 23-year-old female and OWI first offense. His bond was set at $2,000. There were also four inmates at the Pott County Jail who were presented with new warrants over the past few days. State climatologist Justin Glisson says the month of June dried out a bit after a very wet May.
Precipitation-wise, we were actually drier than normal, which is welcomed since the very wet spring. We were about 4.14 inches, and that's a little under an inch below average, with the western part of the state being the driest part.
In Atlantic, rainfall for the month amounted to 2.87 inches, or some 2.11 inches less than the norm. June started out cooler and then evened out with a warm-up toward the end of the month.
Statewide average for the month was 69.3 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's just 0.4 of a degree below average, so we were right around normal.
In Atlantic, the average high for the month of 79.3 degrees was 3.4 degrees cooler than normal, and the average low of 58.1 was also slightly cooler than the normal of 58.8. July has started out with extreme heat, but Glisson says the forecast for the month calls for things to be actually cooler than normal.
So typically during July, the average statewide high is 85 degrees. Average overnight low is about 64. So it looks like we'll be trending at least some part of the month below average temperature-wise.
And this month could also be wetter than normal.
July is typically one of the wettest months of the year. We typically expect across the state about 4.5 inches. So the signal that we're getting from the outlooks is just slightly above average precipitation-wise.
The typical monthly high in Atlantic in July is 85.8 degrees, while the low is 63.1. Rainfall typically amounts to 4.62 inches. Glisson said the likelihood of tornadoes drops slightly this month, as April, May, and June are typically the peak months. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.